never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, powering through what is a brutal, rude awakening back to Kansas City this week. Snow. By the way, can we just say this? I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset about it. Kind of oversold the snow.
I think they did, which was good. I'm glad it didn't get what we thought we were going to get. I thought that yesterday driving home when I could still see the grass out there.
Mm.
But they hit it the last time, right? Like, they knocked it out of the park the last time, and so they tried again, and it didn't happen. That's fine. It's good. It's good it didn't get as much as we thought it was going to get around here, because now we can get out and drive around. The roads look great. Everybody should be back to the real world today and moving forward. So congratulations to the snowplows. You did another great job.
Yeah, terrific job. I will say this morning was a little hectic because I didn't know what was, like, slick, what was, like, just, I don't know, the glare of the light into the street. I don't know. It was kind of trippy this morning, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if I was going over black ice.
Yeah, we got to take it slow. It was cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised it's not more black ice than water out there with 11 degrees or whatever it was on the thermometer driving in. I thought 11. It was all black ice. Yeah, I had 11 degrees driving in today. What did you have?
5.
Oh, yeah, wow.
6.
Wow,
yeah,
okay, wow.
I don't know.
Well, it's warmer in Kansas, so that's why the Chiefs and Royals are going to move there, I guess.
I don't want them to move. I don't really care.
What do you care what side of the state line they're on? Either you're going to pay for it or I'm going to pay for it, so.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I don't understand about the Missouri people. I don't want it to move, but you don't have to pay for it anymore. Kansas should pay for it. Okay, Kansas wants to pay for it. I don't want them to move. Okay, pick a side.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I don't ever notice it. But I didn't notice that today was National Cheddar Day.
Oh, it is.
That's right, man.
Did Binkley call you last night?
No, I just had some time to do some things while we were setting up the Zooms and stuff like that. So National Cheddar Day, grilled cheese would be buttered bread without a multiple slices piled high. Burgers would be lackluster without a perfect ooze. Mac and cheese would just be, well, mac, to be frank.
Mac's awesome.
So many of our iconic American dishes simply wouldn't be the same without a slice of cheddar's deliciousness.
Mm-hmm. How about apple pie? You ever have apple pie with a slice of cheddar on top?
I believe that's called, like, a la mode.
No, it's not. That's ice cream on top of pie. Yeah, apple pie with cheddar cheese is like a Vermont staple. They eat that up. I've never had it. I've seen pictures.
That's weird.
And it sounds weird, but it's probably very good.
Yeah,
you know, people put these combinations together, and you're like, that just doesn't sound real good, but apparently it is, and people eat cheddar cheese, a big slice of cheddar from Vermont on top of that apple pie.
Apple pie, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Apple pie.
I'll try that. It's
now,
my favorite pie.
On coconut cream pie, it probably doesn't work, or maybe like a chocolate, you know, one of those French silk type pies, probably going to stay away from the cheddar on that
cheese
one. But the
chocolate
apple pie, that's what people like, so try it sometime. Mm-hmm. Let me know how it is.
Yeah. I'll be the guinea pig for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like, it takes the sweetness and, like, the sharpness of the cheddar and they kind of meet so you don't have like one overpowering the other. It's like
it's
supposed to be a blend of both.
I guess people eat cheese and apples, you know, at times on like a charcuterie board or something like that. So it's probably a great combination. It's just not one that anybody would ever think of. And so I like cheddar on a burger, you know, every once in a while.
Oh,
I think it's pretty good on a burger. So, yeah, happy cheddar day. I'm sure Binkley is celebrating. Usually he texts me the night before tomorrow's National Cheddar Day. He didn't text me today or yesterday about National Cheddar Day. Come on, Jay.
The tradition of pairing apple pie with cheese originated in England.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the worst food country? That's what widely
England?
I see. Yeah, I see England has like the worst food. Obviously, I've never been out of the country.
They got bangers and mash.
What's that? Is that
sausage and potatoes?
Oh, okay,
it's good. All right. I mean, look up English breakfast and tell me if like you would eat that on a daily basis.
It's like beans on bread.
Beans on bread and like, you know, I don't know. No, like, yeah, it's all right. Fried fish, I guess they have. You can get there, you know,
fish and chips
and that kind of stuff, which isn't fantastic. It's fine. It's whatever it is. But I don't think anybody's saying, my gosh, that English food is something I need to get my hands on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Crumpets and tea. Cucumber sandwiches. It's a tough life over there.
I mean, you don't see anybody have restaurants that, like, you go to an Italian restaurant, you go to a French restaurant. When was the last time you saw, like, a British restaurant,
exactly.
Right? Like, an English restaurant or, you know, something of that nature.
I mean, fantastic tea, but that's not going to fill you up.
No, it's not. And
you know, breakfast with beans, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Beans and, like, ugh. You know, dried up ham and stuff. It's, you know, it is what it is. They do their thing over there, right?
It's also Galentine's Day today.
Yes.
We talked about that yesterday.
Are you celebrating?
I can't. I'm not able to do so.
Oh, all right.
It's
illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's you know. I mean, I guess I could if I wanted to, but yeah, the ladies do it. It's started from Parks and Recs, as Mac had said that Amy Poehler's character is the one who started it. Leslie from Parks and Recs.
Very, very Leslie thing to do.
Much so. Like, isn't it cool that like a TV show kind of created a holiday, if you will, where kind of people picked up on it? Shows you the impact that some of these shows used to have, you know, back in the day that we don't really get anymore because not everybody is glued to network television. Like Parks and Rec was on. Everybody was there. Seinfeld, Friends, all that kind of stuff over the years. You know, Festivus was created, obviously, because of Seinfeld and whatnot. But you just don't have the network sitcom anymore that everybody's watching and paying attention to. And, you know, you got stuff on Netflix that everybody watches and whatnot, but you watch it at your leisure. It's not like right there where everybody's in it together.
We're all caught up together.
Did you see Parks and Rec last night? Oh my gosh, they have a new holiday or whatever the case may be.
Just remember that Galentine's Day was born out of rebel spirit, intended as a rebuff to the conventions of Valentine's Day. It's about doing exactly what you want to do and feeling thankful for having friends that let you do you and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
here we go.
Hashtag Galentine's Day.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about women, though.
That's
like a description where everybody can kind of join the party,
so
right?
Let me in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if you're out there celebrating your rebel spirit during Valentine's Day. It's up to you. If you're out there like chocolate and champagne, then, you know, but again, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to let you go out there and get those little cherries with that weird colored ooze in the middle.
I kind of like those. I'm not going to lie. Those chocolate covered cherries you bite in and it kind of oozes out a little. Those are really good.
Something about that ooze.
I like that, man. They're fantastically delicious.
Called?
I think they're called chocolate covered cherries with ooze.
Yeah, I'm going to go against it.
I think they are. I think they're actually just chocolate covered cherries, right? I mean, you get those and you bite into them and they feel like you're rich and you got money. Like that's a candy you wouldn't have as a kid. And then, as an adult, you get these chocolate covered cherries with stuff in the middle. That's kind of neat. And a champagne flute. And then on Saturday is the 15th. You got Galentine's, then you got Valentine's, and then you got on the 15th, Look for Love Day. That's when you can start dating. That's when you can start being on the hunt, if you will, and start to find your mate. Because after Valentine's Day, now you're scot-free basically till Christmas. You don't have to worry about any of the gifts and all that kind of stuff or bad times to break up. Beginning on Saturday, that's the time to get invested into a relationship. Mac, if you're interested, I don't know. But that's the time you start looking for love, because between Valentine's Day and like what holiday comes up that's like a gift-giving holiday, maybe May Day or something like that. My wife got me flowers our first day of May.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot of holidays that you have to worry about. So this is the time when people will start dating. They'll start looking for love in all the wrong places, right? And so you go out there, you find your love on February 15th. You got basically a whole calendar year to go before you have to buy any gift.
What time did you family or do any of that?
What time did you start dating your wife?
January 22nd. 20th. Yeah, yeah. Great timing. It was terrible. I'm not going to lie.
Here's what you do, Mac. You do right, all this yeah, stuff, exactly. All this. And when did you do it? The complete opposite.
Yeah. I will say it was the most awkward first Valentine's Day that we ever had, because we started dating on like January 20th, kind of went out on our first date. Then I was gone to the Super Bowl for 8 days or whatever it was. Then I come back. Maybe we went out once. And then it's Valentine's Day. And I'm like, God, am I supposed to ask her out? Is it untold? What do I do in this situation? So like 2 o'clock on Valentine's Day afternoon, I called, I think at the time, or maybe it was text at the time, and said, hey, do you want to go to dinner tonight? Because it was such an awkward, awkward spot. And she said yes. And we went to went over in Westport. And I told her, I said, if you would have said no, I probably wouldn't have called again. But again, like, it was just such an awkward time to start dating somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what to do at that point in time. So that's why I say that you learn from advice. Just because I did something doesn't mean it's right, right? So I'm trying to dispel that advice. You don't start dating somebody like from Valentine's Day to, or from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day. Learn from me, because it really was. It was awkward. Like, if she didn't say yes, I don't know where I am today, you know? So it was a big deal, and it's an awkward situation. So just wait till Saturday if you want to ask somebody out.
Queen Anne's Cordial Cherries. That's the that's the brand you're looking for.
Is that the brand?
Queen Anne.
Yeah.
Yep. Red box, brown bow tie, 4 pictures of chocolate covered cherries. One of them cut in half.
There it is. How many come in a box?
30.
30 for how much?
$7.99 at Walmart.
No way. Really? That's it? I thought you were going to say like $60, like $2 a cherry or something like that.
With chocolate on it?
Yeah. You get the chocolate, you get the cherry, you get the ooze all for $7.99. I like it.
It's one of those things like when you bite into half it, like it's chinning it, dude. Like it's
Of course it is. Yeah. You're wiping it off.
Yeah. You're getting grossed out. So happy Cheddar Day, National Cheddar Day, and Galentine's Day. So, ladies, go celebrate yourself today with your ladies, you know? Or dudes, if you want to go celebrate your dudes. You guys do that like every Saturday anyway. So just, you know, let them do the pop-up thing. You know, have a night. Because Saturday, I'm going to gamble. I'm going to stay up a little later than I probably should. Sunday, might do the same thing, because Monday, I'm not going to work. By the way, we're off Monday. How you doing? So,
if you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay warm.